WaterFilters.com.
Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders, as I am fond of saying, from Talk Radio News. One of my faves, of course, Victoria Jones joins us now. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Really well.
I have to tell you that my 10-year-old nephew is visiting from Florida, and I was dragged to Ripley's Believe It or Not. And what I need to say to you is that the royal couple, they were there to greet us when we arrived. And I have to say, it wasn't a great likeness of Kate Middleton.
It was?
It wasn't. In wax. She didn't look so great in wax. She looks better in person.
No. I mean, you think they'd be able to get that right.
I would think so, too. I think she'd be pretty easy to copy in wax. I don't get it. And, of course,
I would think so.
In England, you know, in the United States, we have TMZ and all the rags that you see at the supermarket. But in England, I think the gossip is even taken to a different height. And my friends in England are telling me the only thing everyone's talking about, really, it's not, because I was asking about the Eurozone and all that stuff. Oh, well, forget about that. What about the bump? They think Kate Middleton's pregnant.
They're all dying to see a bump. They see bumps if there's a wrinkle in the dress.
I knew you were going to give me a good one. Thanks, Victoria. All right, he's not worried about bumps. He's just worried about getting grilled day in and day out. Eric Holder, I mean, it's been all about Holder this week, whether it's leaks that we're talking about or Fast and Furious, different senators calling for his resignation. Does he weather this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the big thing today, of course, was his letter to Daryl Issa, the chair of the Oversight and Reform Committee, you know, saying that giving him what he's called an extraordinary offer, that they meet before Monday, the two of them. It's kind of an OK Corral situation. Yes, I think he probably does weather it because it's an election year. And why is it in Obama's interest to get rid of him at this point? He's got nothing to lose. He can be held in contempt and basically ride out the storm. Harriet Myers, I think, was held in contempt in election year.
You know what? Absolutely. You're right. In the last 30 years, there's only been a handful, and she was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he can ride this out. This entire contempt vote, really, is election year politics. It's red meat.
True. And you need red meat on both sides, right, to make the world spin around and people pay attention.
Yes, you do. You've got to have red meat. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about Egypt, because, you know, it's like a wicked game of hopscotch in the Middle East as we watch to see what's happening in Syria with Assad. Awful, terrible, what's happening to the people there. I mean, you know this story inside and out. We saw Tunisia first, but Egypt was the major place that we were watching to see how it was all going to shake out. Remember, Mubarak gone. Now what's the scoop on these elections?
Well, you know, we had parliamentary elections not too long ago. They elected for the very first time with great excitement a new parliament. And then we were about to have runoff elections in the presidential election this Saturday and Sunday. And then today, Egypt's Supreme Constitutional Court, which is made up of judges appointed by Hosni Mubarak, who, of course, was thrown out last year, today the court ordered the dissolving of the parliament, which is dominated by Islamists, and also upheld the right of Mubarak's former prime minister to run for president. So this is huge. Mm. So there is now no parliament, and so the ruling generals who were in charge go back in charge again. It's like a soft military coup. And they're effectively in charge of legislation, and they're about to start writing a constitution which the generals wanted to write because they wanted to make sure that in it would be power for them.
Mm.
And this whole thing is huge, and the elections will take place on Saturday and Sunday, and it's really very interesting because nobody really knows who's going to win.
Yeah. And you're right, nobody knows. I've tried to really peel out a few people that who I know on the ground who are covering what's happening, and they don't have a crystal ball either. They got nothing. They got all kinds of different conversations they've had where there's nothing specific has come out of it. So we'll have to wait and see over the weekend what happens.
Yeah.
The other big news, our last one, was the whole wealth index and wealth dropping and whatnot. Almost 40% going back 20 years were basically the same way if you wanted to subtract what's in your wallet. I saw a story today about, well, Nancy Pelosi's wealth has dropped, and not just Nancy Pelosi, but some others on the Hill as well. Boehner also seeing his wealth drop as well. Do we care about this with the financial disclosure stuff that much?
Well, I think, you know, that some people are quite pleased about.
I like that. Good. You mean you lost money? You dropped by $8 million? Oh, well.
It's just awful, but I think some people do get quite pleased about it. But, you know, I was reading a piece earlier today which was saying that these reports that come out are really very inaccurate because the spouses don't even have to report their own wealth. Over $1,000, apparently, it's very spotty the way the reporting's done, you know, and so they may say that somebody's worth this or somebody's worth that, but they don't actually have to provide their income tax returns. So we don't really know what these people are worth.
Yeah, no kidding. So what we need to do is hire private eyes to figure it out. So, because we want to know.
We know that Darrell Issa is the richest man in Congress.
Yeah. And why is Darrell Issa the richest? What did he have, family money too, or from business?
No, from business. I forgot what his business was. Oh, what did he have? Was it used cars or? No, it wasn't pest control. It was. Oh, I forgot what it was.
That's okay. That's going to be a great trivia question. Anybody listening to America tonight that can tell me what Congressman Darrell Issa did for a living that made him as much money to make him the wealthiest member of Congress, call me at 855-266-KATE. I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. How about that?
There you go.
Victoria Jones, always entertaining talk radio news. You have a good one. Right, that's really true. If you can tell me within the next couple of minutes what Congressman Issa did, and I know you can look it up. But the first person in at 855-266-KATE gets a copy of the book, Level the Playing Field. We'll see if anyone out there alive and thriving can say what he did for a living. She was kind of close. Victoria was getting close, but just couldn't. You know, when your mind just can't grasp it, you just couldn't grasp it. Hey, coming up the rest of this hour on ATN, we're going to talk about the fact that now there's definite evidence that Al Walaki conducted some jihad, in other words, with the Fort Hood gunman, rather. He emailed back and forth. Now, we knew this, but 60 email addresses, thousands of emails sent to followers all over the place, including Major Hassan. I think that's pretty interesting stuff. Fox did an investigation into it, and they nailed down some pretty interesting facts. Also, Obama and Romney duke it out over the economy almost at the same exact time in Ohio. Plus, next hour, you don't want to miss this, a conversation with David Limbaugh about Barack Obama and his first 4 years. Stay with us. More to come here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you could listen to them speak at the same time, one who is president, one who wants to be president, boy, it'd be the tale of two different rather vast point of views. In other words, a vast valley in between the two. We see where we are economically. Where are we headed economically? We have beaten this drum backwards, forwards, and in every direction. In between, I mentioned that David Limbaugh was coming up in our second hour, and in fact, that's one of the major things that we talk about the entire time is what's going on with the economy and the cliffhanger that all of us are waiting to find out the end to, because it affects every single one of us. Are we going to fall off the edge of the cliff, or is there a way to reel it in? And Limbaugh says, forget Romney. If Romney won't step up to the plate and take the punches that he needs to take, at least for this country, we need to see some sort of a change. But he explains reasons why he says that and more specifics of some of the research that he did along the way. So here's what Obama had to say about Romney, and then Romney taking his cuts back at Obama, like I said, both in Ohio.
If you want to give the policies of the last decade another try, then you should vote for Mr. Romney. Governor Romney and his allies in Congress believe deeply in the theory that we tried during the last decade, the theory that the best way to grow the economy is from the top down.
He's been president for 3.5 years. He's been president for 3.5 years. And talk is cheap. Action speaks very loud. He's going to be saying today that he wants 4 more years. He may have forgotten he talked about a one-term proposition if he couldn't get the economy turned around in 3 years. But we're going to hold him to his word.
All right, talk is cheap. There's no question about that. That's part of the problem with politicians in general. In the dueling speeches, it's interesting how in looking at where we're headed with the budget, what's happening with the deficit, how that can be completely, you know, it's like Huffington Post versus Drudge. How if you had them simultaneously going on and you just landed on this planet and you had no idea what was happening in the United States of America, who would reel you in? And see, this is the thing. What are your friends? What are business people saying about the policies that are in play right now? When you go to the Kiwanis meeting, when you take your kid to the Boy Scouts and you have the overnight stay and everybody's complaining around the campfire when the kids are asleep, what are people saying? What are they saying about where we're headed economically in the U.S.? I agree. Talk is cheap. Let's see some action. There's too much inaction and reaction in Washington in the first place. Action speaks very loud. I mean, that's the name of the game. There's an old Irish saying about that, in fact, how an Irishman will sit at the bar and tell tall tales about the 10 books he's going to write and the legacy he's going to leave behind, and he never leaves the bar stool. He captivates all the different people who come into the bar, and they really, really get excited about what he's saying, and then he never, ever, ever delivers. And this is unfortunately the kind of politics, the day and age that we absolutely live in. We hear these great speeches and these little snappy slogans, but then where is the delivery? Where is the point of delivery? And the answer is we never get the payoff. We don't get the payoff. That's one of the things that this president said in running, the amount of jobs that were going to be created. And, of course, we see the job situation bleak, bleak, you know, bleak, awful. And without a doubt, this is exactly what Romney, this is the drum that he'll need to beat. If he's going to win this thing, that's the direction he has to go in. For Obama, he has to prove that Romney's wrong. How much of a chance would you give Obama in this election that Romney's wrong, that the economy really is, what did he say earlier in the week, that we're doing okay in the private sector? The private sector is fine. Is the private sector fine? Do you work in the private sector, and do you feel like it's fine? The president's been rocked by bad economic news in the last couple of weeks, including a May job report that we talked about that was pretty bleak. And the news on Thursday that first-time unemployment claims rose a little bit last week. Last Friday, the president provided lots of ammo to Romney's folks by talking about the public sector and the private sector, what I just said, that the private sector is fine, and then trying to reel it back and explain the comment, trying to take it back. In fact, a new campaign ad for Romney that came out on Thursday replays the president saying that phrase a couple of different times while highlighting the economic problems by flashing on the screen this text. Tell me if you think this packs a punch. 23.2 million Americans are unemployed. 23.2. 40 straight months over 8% unemployment. The middle class struggles deepen under Obama. That is the spot. In fact, the spot is the first negative ad against Obama by the Romney people so far in the general election campaign. Even though super PACs that are backing the Republican nominee, Romney, have lots of attack types of ads running against the president. This is the first one from the Romney people. And for Obama, during the day, he was in Cuyahoga Community College. A crowd was there, and he talked about over the next 5 months, the election's going to take a lot of turns, polls will go up and down, and there's going to be gaffes and controversies and all that kind of stuff. You know, he said, I made my own recent unique contribution to the process. It's not the first. It won't be the last, blah, blah, blah. And then he said that the scary voice in the TV and Romney himself will tell you the economy is bad and that it's all my fault and that I can't fix it. So we know already where we're headed on this. We know exactly what lanes they've chosen. In his speech, Mitt Romney stuck with his theme, saying Obama blew his chance to fix the economy. And now it's time for a change, saying that his experience and thinking about people who I want to have work for me, whether it's my doctor or the guy that's going to be painting the house, I want to make sure they did a good job the first time. And if they didn't, I want someone who can do the job better. So now here's the nuts and bolts of this whole thing with the duel in Ohio. A survey released Thursday showed that more Americans blame former President George W. Bush than Obama for the continuing economic problems that began before he came into his gig and as president at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a Gallup poll, no less. 68% of the people who responded said Bush deserves either a great deal or a moderate amount of blame, compared with 31% who say the former president deserves not much or no blame at all. Then they go deeper in the survey and talk specifically about Obama, and in that they say, according to the poll, that 52% say Obama deserves blame, 48 say he isn't to blame for the current situation. I mean, I could go through all these numbers and bore you to death with percentages, but you get the gist of it. Even Washington Post ABC survey showed that 54% of independents have an unfavorable view of Obama's plan for the economy. 47 view Romney's plan unfavorably. 38 say Obama's plan is much better compared with the 35 who feel the same way about Romney. So the polls are going to go up and down. And the president is right about that. So we've seen it. We're seeing that Romney is starting to equal out in some of the polls where he was far behind, where he was 5, 6, even 7 points behind the president. Remember, the advantage Obama has is that he is the incumbent and Romney is the newcomer to the party, even though he wanted this job last time around and his name is familiar to a lot of people. He still doesn't have the advantage of being the incumbent, but is some of that advantage starting to fade for this president? What say you, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Keep hanging with us. We got more to come on this highway, this overnight highway that you can be a part of by dialing the digits or shooting me an email at americatonight.net.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many of the supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerscom includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
One of those soirees up on the hill. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how we roll here. Some nights we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Sometimes we just stick to one lane and we pump those brakes and we hit it hard all night long. This is kind of the mixed bag deal here. We're heading into the weekend. Thank goodness. Whew. Right? It's been a very strange week. Plus, we have big news over the horizon. One, what's going to happen with Arizona and the immigration challenge with the Supreme Court, the constitutionality, blah, blah, blah. So does Jan Brewer, who the governor of Arizona, who feels pretty strongly that she's going to get backed up. They're already starting to train officers and what they're able to say to people when they ask about if they're in the country legally or not. Ask for identification, really. They're not asking the question, are you here legally? They're asking for the identification, and then if they question the person as to whether or not they truly are here legally, you know, that leads to ultimately bouncing back to whatever country they came from. It became poker red hot with the ACLU and the Justice Department. It ran up the flagpole, took 2 years. Now it's up to the Supremes. That comes out, I bet, next week. And we're going to hear the decision on health care, I'm sure, on the 28th, probably. Talked to someone today in Washington, and I said, give me the exact, you know, best scenario. This was a constitutional lawyer who's, you know, in front of the court all the time, says that what he hears is the 28th, the 28th, the 28th. He said it three times, so it could be the 28th. That's a couple of weeks from now. Some big stuff coming down the pike that will affect our lives. Certainly the health care will anyway, as to whether or not the individual mandate, what's struck down, is the whole thing ripped up, what ultimately is the decision here. Some shocking numbers for you since we started talking about the economy with the Ohio duel with Romney and Obama, both in a very important swing state, talking to lots of different people, shaking a lot of hands, all that kind of stuff. How about the cost of actually raising a child right now? If you were to have a child and raise them to the age of course, 18, the cost would be $234,000 plus. Yeah. How many kids can you afford to have? Exactly. These are figures, by the way, from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So the cost is up 3 to 5% from a year ago. You're talking about child care, education, transportation, food. You know, we're not talking about your kid is having acting lessons and they've got a pony and they're off in 5 different sports and they have coaches. We're saying the basics. We're saying the minimum. Like the three squares, kind of like the prisoners, three squares and some transportation thrown in. A typical family earning less than $59,000 a year will spend $169,000, this is in 2011, dollars to raise a child. That's what the cost is, or was, the hardest numbers that they had. Parents who made over $102,000 will pay $389,000. Yeah, costs have definitely changed. 3.5%. Boy, that's crazy. So a child born now, that's what you're talking about. And that's, when we say education too, by the way, that's not college education. Oh, no, 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 no. That doesn't cover college education. So if you want to put in college education, let's say at a private college, you want to know what the price tag is for that? I mean, I don't even know why I'm laughing. It's just, it's because it's ridiculous numbers. That's why. $420,000. $420,000. That's added on. By the time you lump on private education. It's almost $500,000 for your kid that's born today. Public education, in-state students, you'd have to lop on some more money. $195,000 more. $195,000. Wow, that's just insanity. I'll tell you what, that could be great birth control for some people. You know, worried about too many babies being produced in the wrong, well, I guess in the wrong situation, then we could get into that whole welfare conversation. But, I mean, that's scary. I mean, that's a scary number to me. If you wind the clock back to 20 years ago, those numbers aren't anywhere near that. And, of course, with the education costs mounting, and that you lop that on, and that's part of it. But you've got people that are in situations where, what do we do? Do we have someone stay home? Do we go to child care? Average child care is about $1,200 to $1,800 a month. That's like, what, a couple of car payments? That's tough. I feel for people who are parents, absolutely. Because the joy of having a child, of course, and amazing. Love kids. I've talked about that on the air, hoping to have a child. But seeing that there's no question, you better be socking that money away as much as possible. And this is why people are so on edge. Because there are a lot of people who have families, and they're really stretched. So they try to do the best by the children that they can. Sometimes they're juggling too many jobs, and then the the child doesn't get to spend time with the parents or one of the parents, or, I mean, we know the scenarios. You know, this isn't Dr. Phil, so I won't live it out for you. But I know some of you are living that, and more power to you, because, boy, kids are a joy. But it's rough with how we are being taxed to death, and the conversation about more fiscal pitfalls, and what ultimately does that mean to all of us, whether you're single, married, have children, don't have children. Whew. I mean, almost any way you look at it, it's a Rubik's Cube. You're on one side or I'm on the other side, but whatever side we're on, and we're just trying to hook this all up, it's an impossible thing to do. It's an impossible thing to do. I'm telling you. Oh. So we come full circle on this, the price of raising a child, economics, and what's going to happen when the health care is handed down, the health care ruling by the Supreme Court. I had to grasp at that for a minute because I was thinking, Obamacare, affordable health care. I mean, even the president is now calling it Obamacare. If you've heard him speak or listened to anything he said about it, he's talked about it. Mm. Wow, crazy. All right, I said also at the top, I want to make sure that I give the payoff on this. When I was talking to Victoria about Daryl Issa, who is the wealthiest member of Congress, she mentioned that. And he's been serving since 2001. He's the former CEO of Directed Electronics. And actually, Jake emailed me that. I'm sure he looked it up. But I said I would send a book, so I will do that. CEO of Directed Economics. And I guess what they did was automobile products and security. That's what that company was, and he made a ton of money. He's a self-made millionaire. His net worth, which is why Victoria said he's the wealthiest guy, it makes sense, is between $220 to $448 million. And he was actually a major contributor to the 2003 recall election of Governor Gray Davis. Remember, Schwarzenegger ultimately came in there, and we just talked about that, that there's only been three governors in our history who have been challenged by the recall, and two gone, and Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, is able to withstand the recall movement and stand pretty strong, too, as he took some of that collective bargaining power away from the public sector unions. He tried to compromise, tried to deal with them, and they would not play. They would not deal with him, and that's how that ended up. But anyway, so he's very familiar with the whole recall thing because he was really someone who was dumping money in there. So how about that? So ISA, not so much worried, as he was somebody who came up through the ranks. He was the grandson, I think, of maybe Lebanese immigrants, I read somewhere. Regardless, we have a winner. We have a winner. The book is on the way, Tank. Look in the mailbox in the next couple of days. How about that? I promised the payoff. There is the payoff. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check your emails. Once again, a plethora of stuff came in having to do with a lot of different things. I think that's why we have sort of a hodgepodge going on here for this Hour of America tonight, because so many different things have been happening in the last week and a half, especially this week, including, you know, John Edwards being cleared, and a few of you had some thoughts on that, and the fact that we might see Sandusky's case wrap up on Friday, at least be handed to the jury. That's a good possibility. And what happens there? You want to talk about a bright light being shown down on child abuse? Well, that's it, definitely, with what's happening in that courtroom. Hang with us. We're heading to the mailroom right now. I'm putting on my shoes.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Flag out. I got a Texas flag and I got an American flag. The American flag actually was supposed to be put out, and the Boy Scouts do it in my neighborhood, and they didn't put the flags out, so I'm wondering what happened. But I think a lot of people didn't realize that it was Flag Day. It's a tradition that pays tribute to the flag. The flag is a cool thing to me, and I know I've said this story before. If you've listened to America Tonight with me, I grew up in Philly, outside of Philly, and so Betsy Ross was like this cool character to me when I was a kid. You know, you take those little bus trips, those historic bus trips, and you learn all the cool things. And we went to her house and saw the how she did the flag and the original colonies and all that. And in my head, and I was, you know, second grade, I'm thinking, oh, bombs are blasting all over the place, and this lady's putting this flag together no matter what. if she dies, she's gonna have that flag in her hands, holding on for dear life. So I always thought the flag thing was cool, and my mother made a big deal about it whenever there was any holiday, whether it was 4th of July or Memorial Day or Labor Day, especially Flag Day. She had the flags out, so I was sometimes the person who was putting the flags out. So how many of you put the flags out? I wonder, maybe you had a neighborhood where there were lots of flags that were flying up and down the street. I think it's pretty cool. I saw a few neighborhoods like that, and I saw a lot of flags, actually, when I was driving around. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people get that it's actually Flag Day. All right, let's maneuver our way over to the mail room, and let's check the mail, shall we? Homer's got a cold.
DeMail is here!
Ooh!
He sounds okay. You know, when you make that transition from spring to summer and then you bounce back 20, 25 degrees, you get those freaky colds. All right, Alec, listening to us in Vermont, doesn't care about colds. In fact, what he wants to talk about in the note that he shot me is, Kate, did you happen to catch what was going on in Ohio? Swing state, baby. I'm telling you, I think Mitt Romney, who really fired down or doubled down first, has a great chance to win this state. And maybe he's going to pick Rob Portman so that he's got a running mate who has a close tie to Ohio as a senator from Ohio. Do you think he'll do that? Do you think Mitt Romney has what it takes to jump over this president? In other words, leap past him. Did he do better in his economic address than Barry did? Oh, you're so terrible. Who do you think wins Ohio? Well, I'll tell you what, Alec, if I had a crystal ball, I'd probably be living in Vegas, and people would be paying me for big, bad, bold predictions. I think Ohio's tricky, and to the point of whether or not Portman would be the VP, which is, I'm sure, what you're saying there, that's a good question. Some people think that he's very, you know, steady, there's nothing controversial about Portman, and he could deliver Ohio. But then you could have Rubio, and he's got Florida. So you look at the swing states, and I could give you somebody from every single one of those. I still think Rubio's the guy. I don't think it's going to be Portman, even though more people are saying that, and the needle is punching in that direction. It's punching that direction because Romney was speaking in Cincinnati and Obama was in Cleveland. And, you know, want to talk about almost having a toe-to-toe, or not really toe-to-toe, but a virtual toe-to-toe general election debate. This was the moment in Ohio, and they called each other out, saying that they were both disastrous for the country's economic future, you know, calling each other out as the worst for the economic future. I talked about this already, but I'll quickly say this. Romney preempted the president after being scheduled to begin his speech a few minutes after Obama. Instead, Romney jumped in early, so he did get a little bit of the jump. So as to the answer, I'm not ducking it as to whether or not he wins Ohio. He's going to have to do a lot of campaigning there. There's some very liberal areas of Ohio. There's some people who are pretty devoted to the president. He's got some great ambassadors, if you will, in that state. However, Romney has a lot of people who are stumping for him in Ohio, too. If the election were held today, I'd say narrowly, maybe, Obama gets it. But with 5 months to go, Romney has a good chance. He has a good chance. He spread the word about what he'd like to do economically. And he doesn't believe in regulation. He doesn't think that's the answer to the problems. He's talked about the deficit. And more specifics are starting to come out of the mouth of Mitt Romney and more attacks on Obama, like criticizing his domestic energy policy. He did that in Ohio, saying he made it harder to drill for coal, and he also screwed up with offshore drilling because he curtailed it and he failed to approve the Keystone oil pipeline. So he had a couple of 100 people at a rally in an industrial park and really focused on oil. I think one of his lines that I plucked out earlier today was, if I have to build it myself, I'll get that oil in from Canada to America. So a lot of the people want to hear that. You know how I feel about the pipeline. It's ridiculous when I've heard from people who do environmental studies that this thing was so tight, so wrapped around making it perfect that there's no way that there would no way falling short of saying 100% that there would have been problems with that pipeline. It would have created jobs. All right, here's Joe in Connecticut. Joe says, Kate, I'm just so sick of all the politicians. Really, honestly, if I had my druthers, I would just pluck someone out who had no allegiance to any party. Not a Republican, not a Democrat. I call myself a Republican, but there's things that happen with the Republicans that I don't like either. And more than likely, I will vote for Romney, but I'm not completely thrilled with Romney. See, this goes to Joe, my point of how many people will vote because they don't want to have Obama in office. It doesn't matter about Romney and aren't really voting for Romney. I mean, how many people are pulling a Joe, I guess, is what I'll say, if he does do that. How many people are pulling a Joe? All right, let's quickly move to another one. This one from, let's see here, this one from Matt, who is listening, I believe, in Texas. Matt says, hello to everybody working America tonight. I've enjoyed the show for the past year. Very happy to get to know you, Ms. Delaney. I feel like I know you. I've heard you talk just a few times about that sick coach from Penn State, and it's very brutal to listen to the testimony when you see the transcripts from the courtroom, I guess is a better way to put it, or I watched ABC News, and to hear the things that the witnesses are saying. But what I think is really bad is this guy Sandusky, he has no shame whatsoever. He doesn't hang his head down. He doesn't look like he regrets anything. He doesn't look at all like he has any remorse. Am I looking at this correctly from everything that I've seen? It's interesting that you say that because Highlight, who is hit us up through the miracle of chat, says, does anyone see any regret, embarrassment, or shame in Sandusky? And I think that's a great question. The answer is no. How can we tell from afar? But it certainly doesn't look that way to me at all. Of course, his lawyer is probably telling him he's not to act guilty in any way, not to look away, not to hang his head down. But I think right from the start, he showed no remorse or no anything that would make you think he feels badly. That could also be intentionally designed, however. All right, just like those three did, you can email the show, americatonight.net. Don't forget to enter our contest. Press 4, go to the website. You'll catch that there. Download it. You can communicate with us. It's a very cool thing.